You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily On The Money Markets podcast for this Monday, the 16th of September. I'm Raina Bosch, filling in for Ricardo Gonçalves. Well, the Australian share market has moved 0.3% higher today, setting a new record close at 8,122 points after matching its all-time intraday high. That's despite falls among some of the big-name miners as iron ore prices again came into question. The gold miners did well, however. The commodity price still climbing from last week's record as investors mulled the implications of 25 or 50 basis point cut from the Fed this week. Also stepping up to the interest rate plate, the Bank of England, Bank of Japan, and People's Bank of China. For more on those interest rate decisions, Raina Sampayat spoke with the Fear Asset Management's head of research, Luke McMillan.
I think if they do start with a 50 basis point cut, they will need to have some language around that that I guess helps, ease concerns in the market that, they are going to take it at a steady pace, that these are not emergency cuts, but rather that inflation looks largely in control and therefore getting back to a more neutral level of interest rates in relatively quick succession is the most appropriate path ahead. It is a big week for rates moves. I think, the other major one, being probably the Bank of Japan. Everyone still has memories of what happened in early August and the unwind of the carry trade there and what happened subsequent to that with the Japanese share market falling about 10% in one day. The travel direction for the Bank of Japan is undoubtedly upwards in terms of rates, very different to all the other developed economies. I think they will still probably be a little bit shell-shocked by what happened at the start of last month. They don't need to hike rates aggressively or particularly quickly. I think they'll more than likely do it in a more measured pace and probably wait a few more meetings before making their next move, given the memories of what happened not long ago.
In terms of the Fed, it will start cutting. Is that likely to push, say, the Bank of England to do more than it might otherwise have done, even China?
Yeah, well, they're the other ones that really are worth talking about. Bank of England meeting this week. Market has very low probability of them moving this week. I mean, at the margin, with flexible exchange rates with places like Australia and the UK, it does put some pressure on other countries to move with them that have flexible exchange rates. But I guess the other one in terms of China, in terms of stimulating their economy more, the recent data we've got there, we've got a big data dump over the weekend for the month of August, and it was all pretty weak. Whether we looked at the industrial production numbers, whether we looked at what was happening with housing prices, what we saw earlier on in the week in terms of fairly weak import data and also really low inflation or deflationary, in fact, data in terms of producer prices. It does indicate that China needs more stimulus. I think almost undoubtedly there will be more coming. Just really the outstanding question is the timing and in what form might that arrive.
So let's go to the market reaction then. How big will that be from a US cut for 25 and also for 50?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we can look to history in terms of what's typically happened, and I think whilst we might want to focus on whether it's 25 or 50 at this meeting, I think what's going to be more important is what happens over the next few months and the size and the speed of the reaction there. If we look back to the most recent cutting cycles, they've typically been fast cutting cycles, and that's what's priced in for today. We have about 10 cuts, 10, 25 basis point cuts by the Fed forecast for really the next year. So that would be a very fast cutting cycle. What really we have to look at is what happens with the growth data. And so if it turns out that we do have cuts, but it's a soft landing in terms of growth, well, undoubtedly that will be good for the share market. And the share market can rally off that base. Earnings can rally off that base. Valuations, which are fairly stretched, can stay high. But if we do have growth start to falter, then I think the market starts to get a little bit worried. And, ultimately that's what happened in the GFC. It's what happened in the dot-com bubble, is we had the start of a interest rate cutting cycle, but growth started to falter, and then the share market started to fall with it.
And the market impact of the US rate cuts on Australia in the next little while, what do you think?
Until that uncertainty is cleared up, I think the clear sort of market preference will be to stay higher in quality, probably a little bit higher in terms of market capitalization or size of companies that are there. And that will tend to favor sectors like utilities, consumer staples, healthcare, as an example. Until it's clear, if this is the case, that it is a soft landing, growth is holding up, and we are getting rate cuts, and then investors will probably start to move into the more cyclical sectors of the economy, like consumer discretionary stocks.
That was Rena Sarimpayat speaking with the Fear Asset Management Head of Research, Luke McMillan.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.